Potter Coal Company and the dealers of Alger Coal present
The Mummers in the Little Theater of the Air.
It's good to look at the advertising of retail stores today and see for sale such long scarce items as thermostats and coal stokers. It's especially good if you've been able to get a supply of that good Alger coal, because in a good hand-fired furnace, it responds especially well to the regulation of the thermostat. And burned in a coal stoker, you get all the benefits and advantages of Alger coal plus automatic heat. Now is the time to start getting ready for cold weather. Try to get some of this new equipment. Call your friend, the Alger dealer, about the coming winter's coal supply. Ask for this good coal by name, spelled O-L-G-A. Ask again if he's out of it, because there's no fuel quite like coal, and no coal quite like Alger. Now, the Hermit.
Murders, too. The Hermit knows of them all. Turn out your lights. Turn them out. Ah. Have you heard the story, Stever? Then listen while the Hermit tells you the story.
Doc, what would say?
Not much, Paul.
What did he say?
That you've got some kind of ailment that's going around.
Going around, eh? Contagious?
Well, I reckon. Now, it's nothing to get excited about.
Nothing to get excited about? You can talk. It's me that's got it. Burning up with fever 1 minute and freezing the next. I'm getting along. I can't stand to have no illness like this.
Getting all lathered up, Paul, ain't going to help you, now.
What did Doc say to do?
To take these pills you left and stay in bed till the fever breaks.
Where are the pills?
Right here in my hand.
Well, give them to me.
Can you take them without water?
Sure. No time to waste going downstairs for water.
Now lay back and see if you can sleep.
Sleep? I can't sleep.
Well, you can try, I reckon.
Can't nothing happen to me, you hear? Just can't nothing happen. All these years of dredging, slaving for the farm to make it pay. All the years of saving. I can't die. I can't die and leave it. Theo, I want the strong box.
Yes.
Right away, I want it.
Stay covered up. I'll get it.
I ain't going to die. I can't die. Not and leave it all. Ain't nobody work for it but me. It's mine. All mine. The farm and the money. All mine. And I ain't going to leave it. Theo! Theo!
Oh, I'm coming as fast as I can.
My keys are on the chain in my pants pocket.
Here you are. You ought to stay covered up.
Oh, quit nagging, Theo. Just like your ma was, always nagging. What's that? Someone came in below stairs.
Elton, I suspect. Probably heard you was ailing.
Granny can keep him out of here. I don't want that worthless son of mine in this room.
Don't worry, Paul. As soon as Elton finds out you got something catching, he'll be a mile away from this room.
Well, you can tell him this for me. I ain't gonna die. He don't need to push like a vulture below stairs waiting for the end. There ain't gonna be none. You can go now, Theo. Ain't no use in your staring at this money. It's mine. And I'm gonna hang on to it for a long time to come.
I wasn't even looking at it.
Get going at your work in the house. When I call next time, don't take so long to come upstairs.
reckoned it was you, Elton.
Yeah? What's wrong with Pa?
Who told you he was sick?
I saw Doc Watford on the street in town.
Didn't he tell you?
Well, if he had, I wouldn't be asking. Just said he was took down and that he'd been out here to see him.
Well, he's got something that's contagious. They don't know for sure what it is yet, but a lot of folks over in White Bluffs have died of it.
Yeah? You don't say.
Elton, Dominic, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Ah, cut it. Don't play the sweet sister pious act with me. You know you wish he'd hit the dirt just as much as me.
Ain't true.
Has he got it bad?
Doc says he ain't too good. He's got a weak heart, you know.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you reckon I ought to go up and sit with him, son?
Ain't you afraid, Elton?
Yeah, that's right. I never thought. What's he doing up there to keep himself busy?
You might know. He's counting his money.
He's got the strong box out here. Phil, how much you reckon he's got in that box?
I wouldn't be for knowing. Once I heard him say something about $10,000.
Hmm. Well, it ain't gonna be bad. Big farm like this, well stocked, building shipshape, finest in farm implements, and $10,000. Maybe more. No, sir, it ain't gonna be too bad. Don't you give him too good care, Theo.
You stop such talk.
I'll be getting back to town. Wouldn't do for two of us to come down with something fatal. Things get worse, you can call me at Sam's place, huh? Most likely be there playing cards.
Sure you will.
But, don't call me unless things are worse now, you understand?
I understand, all right.
I'll just leave my dear sister to carry on. Oh, which reminds me. Pa never made any will, did he?
Not that I know of. He never expects to die.
Well, don't go putting any ideas in his noggin, little angel. Because if there's any dirty work at the crossroads, I might not be too kind about finding a place for my sweet, pious sister to live once this place is mine. Well, bye now. Take care, but not too good care. Catch on?
I ever done. Fetching and caring for Pa and Elton since Ma died. Since I was 10, no time to play, no time to dream. Just work. And listening to Pa growl about expense and Elton being shiftless. And all the time hoarding more money and counting it over. Money. I don't want money. Except for a pretty dress. I want a time to dream. To walk these moors when the moon is calling. Or when the wind sings like the sea. To climb those blue hills yonder. And maybe twine some wild roses in my hair. I ain't got nothing but wishes for beauty. And there ain't no beauty here. There ain't none at all.
Theo! Theo, come, Theo! I'm calling you! Theo!
Elton, is that you? It's Paul. He took worse. Awful bad. Get Doc and come quick. He's yelling and calling for Doc and he don't answer to his office. Get him quick and come. Word, Pa. He's coming as soon as he can.
Where's Elton?
Standing outside the door, here in the hall. Ain't no use for him to come in and catch the fever.
Yes, you want me, Pa.
No, I don't want you. Further away, the better. I don't believe he went for Doc.
Yes, Pa, he did.
I don't believe it. He wants me to die. He wants what I got, but he won't get it. Oh, nobody is. No, he can't take my rifle money from me.
Like that, Pa.
I ain't gonna die, Theo. I ain't gonna die.
Of course you ain't.
I ain't gonna gasp like your Ma did and then go out.
No, Pa.
You know something? You can't kill me. Nothing can kill me and take my farm and money. because I'm going to have it always. Don't be fooled if I stop my breathing, because I'll come back. Come back to this very room. Ain't nobody to touch my money, for I'll come back. You hear that, Elton?
Yes, I hear.
Never touch the strong box, because it's mine. Money's all mine. I'll never let it go. I'll never let it go. I'll be here in this room with Garden and watching it.
Bill, what's up?
Doc, better come quick. Call again, Elton.
Sure, I'll call again.
My box! My money!
It's right beside you.
The key. The key to my box.
Here, Pa.
Lock it. Lock it tight.
It's locked, Pa. Locked tight.
The key. Put it in my hand. My hand.
Here.
So dark. Can't see.
You've got the key in your hand.
Never take it away. Leave it. Leave key in hand. I'll be back. Be back. It's mine. All mine.
Elton, ain't no use to get Doc. He's dead. Pa's dead.
I was looking for you, Theo. Where you been?
Down in the parlor.
Doing what?
Fixing Pa up a little bit.
You mean you've been touching a dead man in his coffin?
Yes.
How could you do it?
Pa, ain't it?
You should stay away from him. It's catching what he had.
What good now to stay away when I've been caring for him?
There ain't going to be any funeral.
They're going to put Pa's coffin in front of the big parlor window. Then the men are going to cover their faces and come in and carry him to the hearse.
When? What you looking so white about?
Pa. Being in there just now.
Why?
Seemed just like he sort of moved when I straightened his tie.
Stop such talk. He's dead in a doornail. Oh, which reminds me. What'd you do with the strong box?
Put it back where it belongs.
And the key, where is it?
I hid it.
Get it for me.
I can't. You heard what the judge from White Bluff said. Ain't nothing to be touched till the probate court has a list of everything.
Did you tell him about the strong box?
No.
Well, then they ain't gonna know nothing about it. Because it's mine, see? I'm the oldest living relative in this family, and the money is mine.
No, Elton. There's expenses to be paid for the funeral, Noah.
Get me the key.
No. Let go of my arm.
I want the key, and I want it now.
Stop, Elton. You're hurting me.
Will you get me the key? I'm going to sit in Pa's room and count the money like he always did. I'm master of this house now. Now, you get the key, or I'll really choke you.
Let go. All right. All right.
More like it. Go get it now. Maybe if you're a real good sister, I'll give you something out of the box for your trouble.
I don't want none of it.
Well, I do. After the farm is sold and I get all the money together, I'm getting away from here forever.
You can't sell the farm. I've no place to live. Besides, I got a share coming. We share and share alike.
Oh, is that so? Well, we'll see, Sister Pius. You just act like a lady and we'll see. I'm the man of the house now. If you play the game, I might throw a little something your way. Now, you get me the key to the strong box. Who's at that door? Theo, I'm telling you, get away from the door. Theo?
Mine. All mine.
Who's at that door? It's him. Him, standing in the door.
Mine. My money.
You can't walk. You can't. You're dead.
My money.
Theo! Theo, come here! Theo!
Who is?
Pa. He was standing right there in the doorway. I heard him speak.
Oh, Elton, you're shivering that Pa did. It's the fever that's coming.
No, it ain't no fever. I tell you, I saw him. Pa stood there in the doorway watching me count the money.
No, Elton. If Pa stood there, I'd have seen him, too. Pa lies downstairs in his coffin. Paul's dead.
See you. Ken, I saw him as plain as I see you.
Oh, come on, Elton. You can get to your bed. You're tucked down just like Paul was.
No. Look, you said yourself this morning that Pa moved in his coffin.
I only thought it, Elton. Lots of times it seems like dead folks are alive when you look at it. Come on, Elton. Get to your room. Let me cover you up good. You're trembling.
I gotta be sure he's dead and in his coffin.
He is, Elton. He is.
Well, you gotta go down to the parlor with me and make certain.
You got to listen to me, Elton. I'm afraid we're both choked just like Paul. I can feel the chills, too.
We gotta be sure. We've gotta go down and look at him, Theo.
All right, Elton. We'll go down. We'll make sure he's dead.
Is it true that old man Dominic really walked the house in search of his money? Can it be that he's not really dead? What will the two discover when they go to the parlor and look at the dead man? The hermit will tell you before the night is done.
When the children in the Alder Coal communities of West Virginia return to their schools this fall, they resume the study of history. We, too, like those children in West Virginia, should resume our study of history. How much of what we once knew have we forgotten? Have we forgotten the words of the famous Virginian Patrick Henry? I have but one lamp by which my feet are guided, and that is the lamp of experience. I know of no way of judging of the future but by the past. One of the things we can learn from the history of the past is that many men who have been entrusted with public power have abused it. Free men always try, therefore, to prevent their government officials from becoming tyrants. The people in the United States tried to prevent the officials of the federal government from engaging in tyrannical acts by writing into the Constitution of the United States definite limitations on the powers of the government itself. The people knew, for example, that in the past, when governmental power passed into the hands of a tyrant, he would spy upon the people, invade the privacy of their homes or offices, pry into their personal papers and effects, seize their property, and imprison them without just cause. To guard against such tyrannical acts and to protect their personal freedom, the people in the United States provided in their Constitution that the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. The men and women in the Republic of the United States and the Dominion of Canada, where that good Alder Coal is sold, will retain the personal freedom they rightfully possess only so long as they are ready and willing to defend it against any influence which would curb or do away with it. And now, back to the hermit.
It is a few minutes later. Elton and Theo creep down the stairs of the house, slowly and with fear. Elton is shaking, not only from fear, but with a fever that grips him. And Theo's eyes are bright, the cheeks flush. He, too, on the verge of the malady that has attacked them all. Now they have reached the foot of the stairs. They stand for a moment, hesitant as they reach the parlor door. Listen.
Open the door.
You can see nothing. The door is closed just as I left. He didn't come through this door.
He opened the door to his bedroom, didn't he? Didn't I hear and see him standing there? Come on.
The candles are burning just like I left them. And he's lying there. I can see from here.
We gotta make sure. Go on. Let's move closer.
I can see him from here.
Gotta make sure.
All right. Now look. Look about him. You can see now. He's dead. He couldn't have moved.
Yeah. Sure.
It's just the fever made you think it's ours.
Can't move from here. Can't come after the money.
No, Elton.
I'm going upstairs and get the strong box and take it away from here. I'm getting out tonight.
No, Elton. Not before services in the morning. You can't do that.
I'm getting out tonight. What's wrong? What is it?
I thought...
But stop trembling and tell me.
Look at it. Can you see?
What?
His hand. I thought it moved.
Oh, stop it. You can't scare me now. I'm going after the money.
It did move. It moved again just now when you said something about the money.
Good heavens. He ain't dead. He ain't dead at all. I told you I saw him in the room after the money. I'm going after it, and I'm going to take it away where he'll never find it. I'm going to get it now.
Elton, come back. Elton, you can't leave me alone in the house with him. Elton!
To the ground. Not a stick or a stone left.
Never heard such a terrible thing. Man in his coffin burned to a crisp. Did he find the others?
They found Elton in the house, where there was what there was left of him. Beside him there was an open strong box. Folks say it must have been the box the old miser kept his money in.
And the girl Theo, did he find her?
Yep. Found her this morning, but she wasn't in the house.
Where?
She must have run out the house when the fire started. She let it out over the molars.
She's alive then?
No. They found her dead, too. Doc Watford said she must have caught what her pa had, and exposure during the night killed her.
Poor kid. She was the only one in the family good for anything. The old man was a miser. Slave drove all these years, and Elton, he was a worthless pup. Well, then, the whole fortune went up in smoke in one night. Nobody got the use of any of the old man's money. It just like it went to its grave with him.
Yep. Like it or not, he would be glad of it. I never knew anybody to have such a fever for money as he had.
Poor kid. The little Theo.
Mighty pretty, too.
She never got anything out of life. Not a thing that she ever wished for, I reckon. Doc Watford said they found her lying at the foot of Old Pine Mountain. Funny thing. She just sort of picked out a nice place to fall and die. And her head was right up against an old wild rose bush that was in full bloom. And her face was buried in the rose.
Money to the grave with him. The fever for money that killed the soul of his son thought about his death. Only Theo had a wish before she died. To cross the moors in the moonlight while the wind made music. And to have a wreath of roses twined in her hair. Yeah. Turn on your lights. Turn them on.
You have just listened to the 509th story by The Hermit, made possible through the courtesy of the Carter Coal Company, producer of Olga Coal, and your friend, the Olga dealer. This year, with the prices of many things rising, the brand of coal you buy is more important than ever. Coal isn't just coal. There are many different kinds and grades. Olga is one of the better grades, and is one of the smokeless coals. It has a higher heat content than ordinary coal, more heat-producing ingredients, and fewer ingredients which produce smoke. Therefore, it pays you to ask for Olga by name. Olga responds readily to the thermostatic controls now on the market again, which can help keep your home at a more even temperature. And for coal stokers, Olga stoker coal is specially sized and prepared. Because householders know there's no fuel quite like coal, and no coal quite like Olga, deliveries are still a bit behind the unprecedented demand. That is why it will not only pay you to ask for Olga coal by name, but to place your order well in advance with your friend, the Olga dealer. To locate him, look in the classified section of your telephone book under Olga, spelled O-L-G-A. He'll appreciate your cooperation in giving him extra time to make delivery, having your bin all ready, and being at home to accept delivery when it is made. If his delivery to you is delayed, it's because deliveries to him have been late. But remember, Olga is worth waiting for. And so is the money that United States savings bonds or Canadian savings loans will bring you at maturity. That's why it will pay you to keep on buying and keeping them.
And the Hermit has more stories for you. Listen in again next week for my hounds howling. I'll tell you the story without end. I'll be back. Pleasant dreams.
Places and occurrences mentioned in the Hermit's Cave are fictitious, and similarity to persons, places, and occurrences is purely accidental. This is Ron Gamble speaking.